Today's daf is Kuf Dalad, and we are up to the second line, right? My Rebbe. So Gemara is going to go through and discuss now what exactly are the conditions for Zerika. So it's going to elaborate upon the machloikas that we ended off with yesterday, explaining where the shitas of both Rebbe Hudonasi and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon come from. So says the Gemara. My Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, Ditanya, because learned in a Braisa. Rebbe Omer, Hadam meratze al ha'or b'fnei atzmo, that the dam will be meratze for the, it'll be atone, make it acceptable by itself. Ukeshehu im ha'boser, right? And if it's with the boser as well, meaning it's still attached. It hasn't been cut off yet. No labo psul bein kodom zrika bein la'achar zrika. And if something happened, the animal became possible. It doesn't matter whether they did it before or after the zrika. That whatever the happens to the or the same thing is parallel going to happen to the buster as well. Harehu kiyotzibo, meaning it's the same things. So therefore, both are going to be burned. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Oimer. Ain hadam meratze al ha'or b'fnei atzmo. No, the dam is not meratze by itself, right? Uchashehu im ha'boser, and if it's still on the flesh itself, no b'psul kodim zrika. So if it became possible before the zrika happened, harei zikio it's been, and it's parallel, and whatever happens, it's going to be burned. Acher zrika, but if the psul on the boser came after the zrika's hadam, the boss was already acceptable, right? So even though it's now the boss is going to become apostle, but nevertheless, yafshitena, the coin can cut it up, or not cut it up. Skinning it, right? Kohanim, and then it goes to them. So what exactly is this machloikis, you know, based on? So I saw brought down the Chemdas Daniel. Wants to explain, according to Rebbe, there was no chilik. What the din is, when did the hefshit take place? That's what's totally on him. According to Elazar, Shimon, then it doesn't make a chilik wet skin. The question is, was there a kosher zrika or not? That's really what the key factor is, the way the Chemdas Daniel explains the machloikis. Again, Rabbi Elazar is going on this, was the zrika good? And Rabbi Hudonasi was going on when the hefshit took place. Tzalema Bedivri Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua b'kamifugi. So maybe this machloekes from Hudonasi, but Elazar is really machloekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, right? Va'asisa olisecha haboser vehadam. You should do to your ola, to the boss, and to the dam. So Rabbi Yeshua says, im ein dam, right? The pasuk teach me there's no dam, meaning there wasn't any zrikas adam, then ein boser, then you can't burn the boser either. The main boser, there's no boser that's going to be burned on the mezbeach, so then ein dam, you can't do the dam either. The Rambam in Pesulim Ukdoshim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Lamed Aleph says, Nishar pachas mi kezayis lo yizrok, there's less than a kezayis of boser remaining, you can't do the zrika. If you did do it, then it wasn't work. Nifsal habaser kodem zrika. Oh, shiyatzah chutz lazar. If the became apostle or went out, so then lo yizrok hadam, you shouldn't do it. Vim zorak hurtza. But if you did do it, nevertheless, it would be miratze. Okay, there's the next halach as well, but let's just stay on the. We'll get up to that. Says the Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Dam Afal Pish Ein Boser, right? That the Dam is still going to be put on the Zugasim, even if you don't have any more Boser, because you look at the rest of the Pasuk, Shemar, V'dam Zvachecha Yishafech, you pour it out, right? Okay, V'im Kain, if that's true, then Matam Loimir Vasisa Losecha V'Boser Hadam, what do you do with the other part of the Pasuk? So Loim Lecha, to teach you, Ma'dam Bezrika, Af Boser Bezrika. Now, they tell me something else, the comparison is Ma'af, just like the Dam, you're Zorik the Dam, you're Zorik the Boser also. The Kohanim had to have a good arm, they had to toss it quite a long distance to toss from an Ola, they had to throw it onto the actual fire, right? Halamata sherevach yesh bein keves lemizbeach. So you learn from here that there was a space, right? We did the sugis earlier that we know that there was a thing, wasn't a direct connection. You had to stand on the corner and throw it at a diagonal across. Okay. So now, lame amanda omer hurtza, the one who holds that it is meratze, that's Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Eliezer held that the dam is independent of the boser. Umanda Amar lo hurtza, and the man who holds it, it's not, so then Rabbi Yehoshua, he would be holding like Rabbi Yehoshua that they're linked. In other words, if there's no bosser, there's no dam, there's no zrika. Salib the Rabbi Elezer kuliyama lo pligi. Okay, so no, can't say like that. Because according to Rabbi Elezer, and again, Rabbi Elezer held that what? That you can still be Zorik the Dam even if the bosser became an apostle. So everyone agrees that. Keep pligi. Everyone agrees that what? The Zuriko works for the bosser. Keep pligi. Alibid Rabbi Yeshua. When they argue, they're arguing the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, not the Shita of Rabbi Elezer. Manda Armelo Hurtza, the one who held that it's not, that was Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon. Right, Rabbi Yeshua. He's gonna hold like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua said that once the busser is out, it's apostle, so then you can't do the dam. It's not gonna help for the or. Man the Amr Hortza, and the one who said that the or is good, that was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, right? So Amalach, he'll say Ad kan lo ka Amr Rabbi Yeshua Hasam el bebosser. Rabbi Yeshua only held that the dam isn't zorik in case where only had the only thing was at stake was the stake plan. Excuse the pun. The bosser was the only thing that was on stake, right? Because why? He says the lake pseid le kohanim. There's no loss over there to the kohanim. Ava or, right? Because kohanim never get any of the bosser from an ola. But by the or, to eke pseid le kohanim, that's a difference because the or does go to them. You're going to now cause them to lose that. Afid Rabbi Yehoshua Maide. He would be think that the dam would be meratze. Okay, so this whole I think Rabbi Yehoshua is saying about the it's the same thing. Midi the hava adi'evid sounds like this is talking about something that happened bidi'evid, you know, after the fact. There's an interesting question whether Rashi actually had this girsa or not. That she took a bet. I'll explain. Okay, we'll explain going to this version. Ditznan nitma boser o nifsal. If it was the boss became tame or became posel, oshiyotze chutz l'kalayim or went outside of the curtains, Rabbi Elezer oimer yizrok. Rabbi Elezer says, nevertheless, the kohen is still going to do the zrika. Rabbi Yehoshua oimer lo yizrok, and Yehoshua says, nope, the kohen can't do it can't do the zrika sadam. Omod Rabbi Yehoshua sheim zarak chutzah. But b'di eved, if it did happen, okay, so that happens. So what do you see from here? You see that the zrika does work to make it good. Again, but there's only a din b'di eved, right? Okay, now, that one's going to discuss what's the din of the or of a korban that's posel. So Amr b'chinim v'sagano kahan, right? He said that I never saw anything getting burned. So Mar asked velo once back, and he really never saw it. Harry Parim and Israfim, Masirim and Israfim. You had all these cases, like what's an example? A parhelam dover, right? He never saw that. He never ever saw that. No, someone says he did see it, but it means lemitzvosan lo kamrinon. He never saw it, you know, for a mitzvah, when you're supposed to be doing it, of course he saw that. What he says, he never saw them burn because it became posel. I'm going to ask in a second, harikaidin hefshed v'kaidim zirika. Isn't there a case where it become posel before they did the hefshed, they took off the skin before they did the zirika sadam? In that case, everyone agreed that it would be burned with the or. So, cholutz kamrinan. No. What we're saying, Rechim, is they never saw the hide go out when it was stripped off from the flesh. Again, v'ha'ika, achar, hefshed, kodim zrika. You could have something after the skin was taken off, but before they did the zrika, which according to that, you would burn it. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon, to omer ein hadam meratza ha'or b'fnei atzmo, because it's not going to be meratza by itself. So Rebbe Chinik, Rebbe Svirle, Rebbe Chinik holds like Rebbe Huda Nasi that the dam was not going to help the or in this case, and there it would not be burned, right? The Ibai Seima, I give you a different answer. Afilu Tukmo Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, you can say it's going like that. However, Moed Rebbe She'ein Hefshet Kodem Zrika, that he would be masking that you don't do the Hefshet, you don't take the skin off before you do the Zrika. So therefore, in practice, it would come out, Rebbe Chinin would never actually see an or that was Mufshat before the Zrika Saddam. I'm sorry, before it was Pasul, right? Before we actually came Pasul. Okay, more asks. V'ha'ika nimses treifa b'fnei me'ayim. Okay, so one second. You could find, when you look into the intestines, and you would look and see, you'll find out there's a treifa. So in that case, the korban would already become posel when the dam was sprinkled, right? Because Kesavra says no. Nim says treifa me'ayim meratze. Now Rabbi Chanina holds in a case where you find out the animal was treifa because it had some sort of internal wound. So the zrikas adam is meratze in that case, right? Why is that? Because we didn't know about it. We didn't know that there was going to be some sort of an internal wound at the time they did the zrikas adam. Yeah. So daikanam we could be medayik like this as well. Diktani om Rabbi Akiva midavar of lamanu from the statement of Rabbi Chanan Sagan Hakahan, and we learn out shahamafshit es bechor of nimsa treifa shee osu hakohanim beoro. Right, this is that word she osu means, like we said yesterday, that it gets the hanos. So if again the case is like this, where you had the bechor and you found that it was a treifa, so the kohanim are allowed to have the or. So you see what. Right? This is mashmi. This implies that the zrikas adam is meratze if you didn't know about it. The Gemara says, you're right. Shmamino. We learn from this mishnah that is the halacha. Okay? The elamaika mashmalan Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva telling us? It seems, superfluous. No, ha kamashmalan afil begavulin. No, even in the case of gavulin, meaning outside. So we're just talking about a bechor, really. That the bechor is not shechted inside at the in the mikdash. So if you discovered a bechor was treif before you shechted it, so then you have to burn it with the skin. But if you shechted the bechor and then you found it's treifa, so then the shechita is matir the or, right? Just like the zrikas adam would be, matir things that are in the base of English. Okay. Omer b'chia bar Abba, Omer b'yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. The halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Va'afra b'kiva lo omer ela shehitiru mumche. Oh, but this is only a case where there was a mumche for the bechor. Avalo hitiru mumche, but if a mumche didn't be matter this, lo. Right, then it's not. So what's this all about? There's a famous gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin about the different types of smicha. Right, so where is this? On daf hey. It starts on the bottom of hey amun aleph. Right? Amalei Rebbe Chil Rebbe Achi Yori LeBavel, go to Bavel Yori Yora. You could be paskin like those types of shilas, right? Yadin Yadin, right? You could paskin Yadin Yadin, the higher level smicha Yater Bechoris Yater. You're allowed to be Matir Bechoris. Okay, so that was like the highest level smicha you could have. They went to something on top of him with bees. They call him Big Chacham El Mishum Delo Bakia Mebume. Ha'omrev Rav said like this: Shmone Eser Chadoshim. For 18 months, Gedalti Eitzel Roa Behema. I was raised. I lived. I spent time with these Roy Behema, the shepherds. Leide Ezemum Kavua VeEzemum Over. To know what's a permanent mum and what's a temporary type of mum. So the Mati Bechoris is the highest level smicha there is. I remember once heard Rabbi Sobolovsky say, if they ever make a Bechoris kolel, he says, sign me up, I'll be the first one there. This is the highest level, the Mati Bechoris. So again, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the first parak, talking about smicha and, within Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Those were the sugas we had in Eretz Yisrael almost a year ago, right, last summer. But it's good to chazer. So what's our case? So Rabbi Akiva, they're clarifying, they're limiting. Rabbi Akiva said only said his lacha applies in a case where a mumche in mumen, that he's the one who is matret, right? The Hilchasa says the Gemara, kedivrei chachamim, boser bekavura vaor besreifa. So the lacha ends up that the boser is, what's it called? Boser is buried, and the orb is burned up. Okay, next part is now is going to talk about the actual the burning of the parmenis rafim. Okay, says the Mishnah. Parmenis rafim, siminis rafim, bisman shehinis rafim, kmitzvason. When a time when they are done like their mitzvah the right way, sinis rafim beis adeshin. You burn them in the beis adeshin. Umetamim begodim. They make the kohanim who are going to become tamei v'im einam nisrafim k'mitzvosim, but if they are not burned according to the way the mitzvah is supposed to be, it's nisrafim beis habira. They're burned in a different place, the beis habira. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly that is. V'einam mitamei begadim, but they're not going to make tamei the begadim of the kohanim who are in fact dealing with this. Okay, and saying on top of a amid beis, hayu sovlin Osam ben Motos. They were carrying it, right? They were, it's a heavy, it's a big behemoth. So they had these like poles. So now the question is going to be like this: what happens if part of them went out and not all of them? Yatzu harishonim, if the first ones carrying these poles went chutz lechomes ha'azara v'achronim lo yatzu, so the first kohanim were out of the azara and the ones in back were not yet out, harishonim metamin begadim, the first ones already become tamei, the begadim, v'achronim ena metamin begadim ad sheyetzu, not until they actually get out. Yatsu, and everybody went out, both the front and the back. So Eli ve'Elu mitamim begadim. Everyone, they all become tamim begadim. Rabbi Yishimon Oimer ena mitamim ad sheyutzas ha'ur beruban. So Rabbi Shimon says, no, the begadim don't become tame, because it only applies to people who are burning the korbanos. And even then, the begadim don't become really tame until the ur, the fire, burns up the majority of the korban, right? Nitach habosar, once the basar becomes completely scorched, there's no lachluchis, there's no moisture left in it. Ein hasorif metame begadim. At that point, the one who's burning the remains is not going to be metame his begadim by doing that. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, my bira, right? The Mishnah said that it depends where it was burned, that there are certain ones that were burned, if they were disqualified, then they're burned in a place called the bira. So my bira, what is it? Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Malkam Yish Bahar HaBayis, Ubir Shmo. There's a place on Har HaBayis that's called the bira. It's a special occasion. Shlok Yishamar called HaBayis Kula Kori Bira. The whole base of English is called the bira. Shneemar, the Pasuk says, Habira Asher Hachinoisi, the bira, the temple, I guess, which I've prepared. Right, this is in the end of Divrei Hayamim. Perek Chavtes Yudtes. So what does the pasuk say? The es kol hakelim asher hizniach hamelech achaz b'malchuso b'malo heichano v'hikdashnu v'hinan lifnei mizbeach Hashem. So these were all the places that were. Yeah, I'm sorry, that's the wrong pasuk. One second, I'm in Divrei Hayamim. Sorry, it's Divrei Hayamim. Aleph. Read my notes wrong. You moich on me? L'shlomo b'ni tein leivav shalim l'shmor mitzvosech l'irosech l'chukes l'asois hakol ivnois habira asher hachinoisi. That's the pasuk. Right, this is David's tefillah for Shlom HaMelech for the bira. Okay, that's the base of Migdash they built. All right, apologize for the reading from the wrong sefer. It was Divrei Hayomim Aleph, not Divrei Hayomim Beis. All right. Okay, no, it happens to the best of us. Weiter. Amr Nachman Amr Rabba Bar Avua. Shlosha Beis Hadashim Hain. There were three places where they were burned. Beis Hadashim Gadol Hayeh Ba'azara. The biggest one was in the Azara. Shasham Sarfin Pesuli Kadashim Kodshi Kadashim. That's where they burned a Kodshi Kadashim that became possible. Ve'emure Kadashim Kalim and the Emurim, the innards of it. Uparim and Israfim Musirim and Israfim She'er Behem Pesul Koidim Zrika. And this is where they would burn the Se'irim and the Parim if it became possible before they did the Zrika Sadam. Okay, next one. Uveis Hadeshin Achir Haya Bahar Habayis. There was a different one, Har Habayis. Shisham Sarfim Param and Israfim, Usirim and Israfim, She'er Behem Psul Achir Zrika. That's what they were. That was the burn the ones that became possible after the Zrika Sadam. Uchemitzvason, but those who were doing the correct mitzvah, I mean, that was Chutz Le Shalosh Machnois. So we know that the Shalosh Machnois. The Machne Shchin, the Machne Leviel, the Machne Yisrael, so that would be Kneged Yerushalayim, right? It would be outside the walls of Yerushalayim, would be where they would burn that up. Okay. Tani Levi has a little bit different version of the Braisa. So there is a chilek between the two of them. Shlosh Beis Hadashon Hain, right? The three of them. Beis Hadeshin Gadol Hayba Azar Shasham Sarfim Psuli Kodshe Kadashim Veitmuri Kadashim Kalim Uparim Nisrafim Mesirim Nisrafim She'er Behem Psul Bein Kodom Zrika Bein La'achra Zrika. So that's the Chilek. According to the first version, there was only ones that happened before the Zrika, but here he goes both whenever it became possible, whether before or after the Zrika. The second one, Beis Hadeshin Achir Hayba Harabayis Shasham Sarfim Parim Nisrafim Mesirim Nisrafim She'er Behem Psul Beitzi Osun Chmitz Osun Chush L'Shlosh Machanois. So that is the chiluk was in what, where, for Levi's version, they were both done in that. Okay, in the Rambam, in here, Ma'isa Korbanos, Perek Zayin, so he starts in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Shlosha Makomos L'Sreifa, right? Three places where they do the burning, Echa Bet Soch Ha'azara. The first is in the Azara. It was actually located to the on the east of the Kevin. You're going like going towards, heading up towards the going up on the ramp. Uvo sorfen psuli hamukdashin the emuri kadoshim kalim shenifslu parman nisrafim shelchatos and nisrafim im eir behem psul bein lifnei zerika bein laachar zerika. So we hold the Rambam passage is like the version of the price that Levi had. Kigon shenitmu oshiyatzu chutz lazara ad shlo higiyas manon. Let's say. Right, that they before they were actually supposed to be taken out. Oh, shalan b'basar olanu haymurin shalahen. Or there was a, excuse me, Lina on them as well. The next one in Dalat Hamakom Hasheni. So where was the second bira? That was Beis Hadesh. I'm sorry, Bahar Habayis Ushmo Bira. It's called Bira. Uvo sorfin chatos hanisrafos. Im era behen psul acher tzeison min hazar. The apostle after went out of the hazar. V'machom hashlishi chutz liyushalayim. The third place was outside of Yerushalayim. Hu hanikra beis hadeshin, like the ash pile, right? V'sham sorfin chatos hanisrafos bezman shehei nisrafos kemitzvos. And that's what they burned him, and it was done according to the way that you were, according to the mitzvah, the way that they were supposed to have been done. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask, what exactly is posel the parim hanisrafim? Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, lina ma'u shetoy b'fnim b'parim hanisrafim usrim hanisrafim. So what's the din when it's left overnight? Does that disqualify it or not? Samia meaning ki mahani lina b'boster devara achila avahani labne achila ninhu lo. So on the one hand, we could say that when we say that it makes it's puzzles, it makes it disqualified, that's only something that's can be eaten, right? I mean, eaten here means either by the mizbeach or by a person. But in the case of these, the parim and the seirim, they're going to be burned. They're not b'nei achila, they're not going to be eaten, so then maybe being left overnight is not going to make it puzzle, right? Odomor, maybe it's maybe there is no difference. Lo shna, there's no chilek, and then before, you know, it's whatever left over, it becomes puzzle regardless, doesn't it? It's not totally in whether or not you can actually eat it or not. So over here, there's the Rambam in Psui Mukdashin Yuntes Halacha Gimel Parmes Usirim Nisrafim Yesh Behem Safek Im Halein Vahayitziya Kodim Shegiyazman Latzeis Poselz Pesarim Kemurim. Oh, yeah, Poselz Pesarim Lafikach Poislin Oso Lahachmir Latzeis Poselz Pesarim Kemurim. Right? Ein Poselz Bemurim Lafikach Poislin Oso Lahachmir Vayisrafu Visarfu Baazara. So we're Machmir because it's a Safek. We're going to, we should be machmir and burn it in the azara itself. Okay? Okay. Says the Gemara, Omer Rava, ha milza ibayale labaye uf shat no le meho. So they asked him, he's poshi to shat from here. Vishav v'shim chishe ba'achilas parim uve v'sre foson shlo osaklum. Right, so the Mishnah in Mem Gimel, Machloikis, if there's the Shaykh talk about pigul with these things, right? So he said that if he had it to want to eat it, beyond the time, right? So it's nothing, right? Pigul only applies to something that's going to be eaten by human beings or it's going to be eaten on the Mizbeach. So my lav, me de machashav lo poslo, leinanami lo poslo, right? So you see from that by these machshava. Of burning it didn't postle it. So to leaving also shouldn't postle it. No, dilma machshava hu dlo postle avalina postle. Now, one second. Who says that's a good comparison? Maybe only the machshav isn't going to, but actually physically leaving it over would in fact postle them. Okay, so let's try again. Tashma mishnah meila daftes parim nisrafim misrim nisrafim molin bahen mishe hukdashu. So once you're makdish it. And there is an Isser Me'ila. There's a Ram over here in Hilchos Me'ila. Beis. Dalid. V'chein parma nisrafim, v'sirim nisrafim, molin behen, mishas hegdeshen, ad sheyisarfu, v'sigamir, srefosim, v'beis hadeshen, v'yitach habosar. So it's Shaykh will talk about Me'ila until they're totally, completely burned up.
Aval koidim sheyitach, but before it's totally completely burned, maolinbo v'hu bebeis hadeshen, right? Even though it's in the beis hadeshen, there's like garbage pile, it's still shaykh to talk about me'ila over there. Yeah? So part, yeah, parim nisrafim. I'm going again. Tashma parim nisrafim, misuim nisrafim, molim behen, mishehuk deshu nishchatu. Right, once you shechted it, right, hukshru liposa b'tvuyom mechusari kapurim uvelina. So now it could be, it's shaykh. It could become possible through he touched somebody who was either tvuyom or mechusar kapura, right, or through lina. That's really our case over here. Yeah, so then my love, aren't we talking about Lina's Bosser? We're talking where you left over the Bosser. So the Gemara says, lo, Lina se morim. It's not, the Mishnah is not necessarily a raya, because maybe it's only the emurim, because those do get burned up on the Mizbeach. Okay, 1 second, I can tell you fakert. V'ha midiketani seifa kulan molin behen v'zadeshin ashiutach ha-Bosser, like you said, the Rambam, right, from this. Then it's shaykh to talk about it. Mi'ila, even until it gets broke. Mid the seifa bosser, for some of the seifa is talking about the bosser, reishanami bosser. It's logical to assume that the reish is also talking about the flesh, right? So Gemara says, midi iria. 1 second, is that really a good comparison? Seifa bosser, reishimurim. No, you don't have to say that. The seifa, very good, could be talking. Seifa, sof is the English word suffix, right? That comes to the end, is derived from seifa. So seifa is bosser, and the reisha is imurim. Okay, let's try again. Tashma detani Levi, the price we had. She'er behem psul b'tziyosan. If it became possible by taking it out, right? So my love Lina, aren't we talking about a case where it was Lina? Lo, psul tumu, psul yitziya. Other types of things that could make it possible. So nevertheless, this the question of Remiria is not resolved. Okay. Boy Rebbe Elazar, yitziya mau she'toyu b'parim anisrafim. That's right. What would the din be by yitzia, by taking them out? Okay, we'll do the Rambam here. You know, maybe we'll hold off on the Rambam, just go invite him to the Gemara for a second. Maki boile, right? What exactly is the Gemara asking? Rashi says, "Amai tifslu hare soifel letzeis." The Gemara guy knows. Rashi's saying, "What do you mean to be possible? You're taking it out anyway, right?" So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, Alib the Manda Omer Adayin lo higi ezmano latzeis. Now we're asking, according to the Manda Omer who holds by Kachim Kalin, even though you're allowed to eat them anywhere in Yerushalayim, but if you're taking it before they did this week as Adam, it's going to be possible. So maybe the same halacha would be over here by the Parman and the Parman Nisrafim and the Siram Nisrafim, even though the boss is eventually going to come out, but if it came before its right time, it should be possible. Sami Amrinan, do we say Hani Mili Bosser De Ain Sofa? Let's say Schova. When it's possible for taking out prematurely, right? That's only things that doesn't have to leave as a chiyuv. Avahani De Sofa. Let's say Schova. But these you have to take them out. So lo, that's one way of looking at it. Odil no Hachanami Lo Higi Esman. Let's say, you know, maybe here also the it's going to become possible because it wasn't. It wasn't the right time for it to have a yitzia from leaving. So Tashma, Detani Levi, we learn from the Brice of Levi. Right, talking about all the different places where they would burn them. She'era bo psu b'tziyoso. One of the cases was where it became possible by b'yitziyoso, from taking it out. Smaila psu b'yitziya. Isn't talking a case where it became possible by taking it out before the Zrikas Hadam? Lo. No, not necessarily. Psul tuma, psul lina. There could be other cases where it became possible. I became tame, or it was lina left overnight. So at the end of the day, this question of Rabbi Elazar is not resolved. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll stop here for today.